Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid.
Wisconsin, it's a podcast that touched your gina.
You gonna say gina?
Gina.
It's Guys, Gates, and Beer!
Yeah! Yeah! We're gonna sit there and just let Rob be weird.
Who's for gina?
I still don't know.
You don't need to do anything for me to be weird.
ISIS, fantastic!
When I've been here, that was the quietest I think we've ever been while Rob was actually talking.
No, we've let him hang before.
Yeah.
But she did qualify with
hey,
while
he
I did
it.
Here.
It was erotic.
It's erotic.
That should be the slogan. Guys, games, and beer. It's erotic.
Yeah, it got erotic, and then I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Hey, that's the other slogan.
Hey, we got a whole new marketing guy. Yeah,
that's pretty true.
Yeah. No, we can't use the marketing department because we fired them. Just so happens they were the same people who did Samsung Galaxy Note 7 batteries.
Never hire.
You guys were blowing
up. From the same department.
Literally.
I don't know, their slogan, It's on Fire, was pretty good.
No, it wasn't good, it was accurate. I've never heard such a descriptive marketing campaign before.
It's apt.
It is.
Okay, so, we have beer court tonight.
Ba-dum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-da-da. Bum. Yeah. Beer court.
Beer court.
This week we have... By the Next Door Brewing Company, it is...
It's their Kaleidoscope Indie... So it's an American pale ale.
An indie ale.
An indie ale.
You've never heard of
that mainstream craft.
We had about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we did one of their beers. Had to be almost 3 weeks ago now. And we were all pretty impressed with it. They actually were a fairly good one. This is a brewery out of Madison, Wisconsin. We did their, what was it?
Bubbler.
Bubbler, thank you. Their Bubbler beer, which we had some problems.
Bubbler Blonde.
Only with the problem with the artwork. The beer itself was really good.
Really, because that's all I could think about right now. About
is the artwork?
This, I mean, Kaleidoscope. I mean, and it's just a wheel. The nothing trippy, nothing. I'm like, they failed.
You know,
I'm sorry, they failed in my book.
Pass it up so you put it on the camera.
Okay, yeah, here, bring that up to the camera. Show people what we're doing tonight.
Pick your camera.
Does it have a description on the bottle? No.
No, I wrecked.
No,
they
not.
Did that last time.
They're just like
they actually had a fairly good description on their container. Let's see if this one's got a fairly good description on the container or not. Yes. Crisp, golden, clear, and unfiltered offers a rolling mosaic of flavors that features lots of hop aroma without being overly bitter. That's what I like. The perfect everyday beer for any occasion. So hop on and enjoy the ride. Oh,
enjoy your
ride. They, on the other hand, their advertising campaign's not. Or,
are we
not
taking one,
fired.
Passing it down?
Pass some glasses
down, guys.
Sorry.
Where is my keys?
Pass your glasses or pass your ass.
There you go. Here's a one that's got something in it.
All right. Let's see here.
This is what happens.
Don't worry, you're getting some.
When we change routines.
I
was like,
please,
I'm gonna have some more.
I have no glasses.
Wow, I'll be good with this.
This is the cutest thing we've
These
ever done.
These patriotic glasses.
Well, because, everyone, let's see.
Everyone good?
Wait. Let me explain why we have glasses tonight. So, I always pick up, before I pick up a show beer, I always go online and say, how many people are going? Oh, six people are going. I'll pick up a six pack. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five,
I
six,
about
seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah.
But Justin's not people.
Sure.
All right.
He thinks he's people.
He has multiple personalities.
Let's go ahead and give this a try.
That count as a whole vote. It's sad.
I like it. It definitely is crisp and golden.
It is. A touch hoppier than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from their description. Mm-hmm. I thought I didn't
gonna
think
say it's yeah.
It tastes like a grapefruit.
Reminds
me of that
grapefruit.
Yeah,
it
tastes like a grapefruit.
Yeah.
It tastes like I ran headlong into a pine tree on my bike.
But apparently a recent study showed that hops may prevent the damage the alcohol does. So a hoppier beer probably is
better for you.
Better hoppier for you. Is healthier.
The wine doesn't make my tummy hurt more. That would make sense, because I don't like it.
And it tastes like ass.
I was only talking related to livers. So this is still might tear your stomach up.
Well, I don't care about my liver. It's my stomach.
That regenerates, damn it, Larry. Yeah.
What's cirrhosis?
Used to hate hoppy beer, and now I love them.
This, I gotta say, is not bad.
That's usually how that works.
It's hoppier than I expected.
Yeah, but it's not hoppier than I expected.
No, it's not super hoppy.
They're not nearly as intense.
This is an American beer.
I see the disappointment on Travis's face.
I actually can take this one.
No, you're taking.
Why?
Because
you don't like it?
Travis is out.
Travis doesn't want it.
Oh.
That's fair.
It's a higher alcohol. It's a 6.
Yeah, where the blonde we tried for them was only like a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Usually. Is this locker room talk? I'm done with this. I'm done with this.
You know,
this is China. What real people.
Jesus.
This is what real people talk about in a locker room.
Beer.
Right. Right.
No.
Right. We do talk about that.
I got this
or slap each other with towels.
I know this, but I always forget. What is IBUs?
International
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
one's at the 38, so the lower level.
It's the lower level. There's a lot of force at the end of a wet towel.
Yeah, you can get a good crack in there.
I'm okay with it. It's not. Yeah, exactly. It's not something I'm
going to huge.
I was much more impressed with their blonde. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I enjoyed it.
Middle. Yeah, I mean, it's as good as that.
I'm almost
that one.
All the way up.
It feels
it's
very
as
much
good
the
as
same.
That one.
One, two, three,
grapefruit.
It's like every IPA.
For me,
five ups.
Yeah, I mean,
like grapefruit.
I'm gonna give it an up.
Three's in the middle of the road, and one kind of down.
It's an American pale ale.
It's okay. I mean, I gotta say their blonde was better. The bubbler was better.
Yeah, that was very tasty.
We're 5 up, 3 in the middle, 1 down.
All right, so it's a mixed.
Oh, not down. Sport. You weren't quite down. You were.
We were down.
Yeah. Trending down.
I found a pumpkin shandy.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
But it was a shandy.
I don't want pumpkin. I don't want spice. I don't want any of that crap in my beer.
He's very angry.
Cactus beer.
I am angry about those beers. I really am.
Now, see, that's what I thought.
This
hey,
one
listen,
was really
this
good.
This is apple.
It's
which
true,
is kind of Halloween spirit, you know, bobbing for apples and such, but...
I might take apple, but I'm not taking pumpkin my goddamn beer.
Matt, say that louder. I don't take
it. I really like
no, it's okay.
He
wasn't supposed to.
All right.
We'll hear it on playback, though.
Yeah, I will. Trust me, I actually watched the show afterwards. All right, so, Rob, what's the verdict on the beer?
I get in trouble later.
On count one of where the hell's my notes? Having a... Peachy sucky tab? Name. I find you guilty of having. That's ridiculous.
And
man.
Lame art.
Thank you.
It's Kaleidoscope. It's just a wheel. That's dumb.
It could have been more colorful.
Colorful. Yes.
All right. But none
we'll
of their artwork is.
Time.
None of their artwork is.
It's not
about the artwork, people. It's about the beer.
That was a deep Beatles cut.
I'm gonna find it guilty of stomach rot, but. I'm going to defer that sentence so I can drink it. So I find you, well, pretty fucking guilty, but I'm going to drink it anyway.
Guilty of being drinkable.
Yeah, pretty much.
I sentence you to being drunk.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Okay, so let's talk about the real topic tonight, Rob.
Hot spicy jerky.
This week's episode.
We already saw that video. Oh. The hot spicy jerky
video. We were watching that before you guys tuned in.
This week, we're going to be talking about Breakout and its clones. I got a small discussion segment before we start, but I think there's two small discussion segments. First one is we're going to talk about what started this. At my station, I have a thing where I cover basically every Breakout game on Steam. It's just kind of a thing I do because... There's not a lot of them these days, and there hasn't ever been. Breakout has never been, it's always been its own genre, but it's never been, like, the huge genre. I mean, they made a lot of Breakout games, but it's never been, like, a thing once cartridges came out. Every system has them, but they're never, like, a huge segment. It never became like platformers did, or like first-person shooters did, that it dominated a market.
It seems like,
now.
You have one good one, and it's all you ever need.
I would argue.
Oh. Yeah, we'll get into that.
But so anyway, a company messaged me a while back on Facebook, of all places, about their game Carambol. Crimson Owl Studios, by the way, is the maker of Carambol, and it is a new brick-breaking game that is currently in alpha or beta on Steam, and it's pretty.
Graphically, it's beautiful.
I asked him, man, who did your artwork? It's really good.
So, is it in-house artists, or did they find the work?
I think they're doing it all themselves. I was going to get some more information from them because they're very responsive. Number one, but number two, they're doing something pretty neat. I mean, it's a neat. It has a lot of cool features to it. Like, I'll go into what breakout games are in a bit. If you don't know what they are, you probably you might not, I guess. But iPad is pretty big still. But anyway, the breakout games, you know, you break bricks with a big ball. Come on.
No, we're going to leave that one live.
Remember I say ball?
Rob. That ball was low-hanging fruit.
Penis.
China.
All right, so.
So anyway, it has a lot of cool feet. It's got a pickup that makes it pixelated, which is just hilarious.
Which was brilliant, actually.
And then it goes first person, which some games have done. It's got, you know, the standard pickups, like you can shoot some bricks.
Sorry, I'm shedding.
You can speed up. You can enlarge your paddle.
Right.
You can shrink it. It's got Viagra.
But it has Viagra.
And then freeze.
Right. You know? But I thought it was kind of cool that, like you said, you can change the point of. There's multiple point of views to the game. You've got the isometric point of view as well as the first person point of view on it. And I thought that was kind of cool about the game. So.
Physics are good. You can bust physics. I've actually seen breakout games where the physics are broken.
I don't think the physics are broken at all.
No, I don't think so at all. No, I think it's pretty good, but a lot of people say, oh, come on, you can't get the physics right on it. No, a lot of people get it wrong.
Thank you. No, they really, this one played really well as far as physics go.
So. Yeah, it did. It's quite good. So anyway, it started a conversation about those breakout games in general. We haven't really covered it. We covered Pong. Specifically.
Yeah.
And then we covered Highline.
Destroyed Highline.
I realized we hadn't really covered Pong, so I'm gonna dig into it, I guess, a little bit. We're not gonna do much because it's freaking breakout, but we'll start by the first breakout game, which was released by Atari in April of 1976.
Ooh.
Gameplay simple. If you don't know how to play it, players attempt to eliminate a row of stationary bricks at the top of the screen. In the future, they're moving sometimes, using a ball ricocheting across the screen in response to paddle controlled by the player at the bottom of the screen. If the player misses the ball and it passes through the bottom of the screen, of course, the player loses one of three lives. The longer the player takes to clear the bricks, the faster the ball would move. The original breakout only had two levels, by the way, after which the player is just dealing with a blank screen with a ball bouncing around. Until they get sick of it. This is an arcade machine.
Yeah, this is an arcade machine.
That's a terrible arcade machine.
Yeah.
So they're playing it and they're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, if you got through the two levels, you were done.
Were the two levels really hard?
Yeah, they were kind of bastardish, especially considering, you know, it had some new features to it. I mean, it had the speed up thing. That had been done in Pong before, but it was harder than average for the time, but it wasn't bad hard. It was meant for people to actually be able to pick up and play, but
and again, because they used the same physics that they used in Pong with a few tweaks and modifications, if you played a lot of Pong, you'd probably be pretty good at breakout because of where you hit it on the paddle, depending on how the English on the ball went, depending on the speed of the ball, the whole nine yards. They really ported those physics, because Atari had done the Pong game in 72, right over to the breakout. So
exactly, they just turned it vertical.
Yeah, exactly.
They changed the whole game, though, dude. Going from horizontal to vertical,
and having a wall that you destroy. Right, game. Right. So, but again, so that the basic physics were pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a very similar game, but it was destined to be a hit because people knew how to play it. Easy to pick up. Was a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is actually even to this day, it's fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, most definitely. And like you said, if you think about the time it came out, 76, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of other video game options.
Right, yeah, it's not like, you know, the bar had like 18 arcade machines.
Right, exactly. you had Pong, maybe you had Breakout. If you were really lucky, they had Space Wars.
Yeah, that was it. You know,
congratulations. Yeah, welcome to the, welcome to your arcade.
I think another mention is that they weren't in proper arcades at this point. They were in bars.
Yeah.
So it was drunk people playing these games.
Right. Right. Yeah. So they didn't need to be
more than two levels
right.
anyway.
Yeah. Two levels.
You were drunk. It's like, should I need to go get a beer?
They'd probably be throwing up on the controls by then. Well, I mean, no worries.
Why didn't they just borrow $14 million from their dad and buy more arcade machines?
No. Okay. So anyway, the original Breakout was designed and built by an amazing group of people. Nolan Bushnell, the founder of Atari, helped construct this guy, which isn't that unusual for that time period, but let's face it, the guy's a god.
He had his hands in everything, and he was a god. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, there is more. There's Steve Wozniak, co-founder and sole developer of the Apple I.
So he was working for Atari at the time.
And the actual developer of the Apple I. Steve Bristow, who was the co-creator of Computer Space, the first arcade game, also helped create the Atari hit game Tank, which wasn't actually made by Atari, it was made by a subsidiary, but they then absorbed them back into the company because they were afraid they'd actually become a competitor. So yes, it became an Atari game Tank. And he's also the man who decided not to license the Nintendo Entertainment System as a successor to the Atari 2600.
Ouch.
But we all make mistakes.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
If you're around long enough, you're going to live to see your mistakes.
Yeah.
Like the Wii U.
Yes. Exactly. And finally, Steve Jobs, the man who invented the turtleneck.
That's a really diverse group.
I know, right? But they were all together
Atari at the time. Right.
Yeah, they were all
the
same.
A lot of these guys met each other. I mean, Jobs and Wozniak met each other through that work. So.
They were all pissed at Commodore, too. Which is
Who wasn't? Yeah. No, they weren't pissed at Commodore yet.
No, they weren't yet.
76? Yes.
Not yet.
No, the Commodore 64 is yet to piss all these people off.
That comes later. They were eventually going to
We got to ask to do another one. We're going to be hired by
them. We will need to do one. But the pissing off. This is when these guys met originally, before they formed Apple and before, well, I shouldn't say before, but while that was all going on. So
I'm pretty sure that the president of Commodore was a calculator salesman at that point.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Sure.
They were still doing typewriters and calculators.
Yep. The most boring job in the world.
back then, calculators were
not. Want to get rid of graphics?
But not if you were working with Jack Tramiel, you
this
weren't.
This is back in the day when calculators were a big fucking deal.
Yeah, exactly. 72 to 76, calculators were just getting popular.
Wait a minute.
And
you mean I just did
math? $500 for one with red LEDs. That literally added, subtracted, divided, and multiplied.
I remember those were
$500. This was the day when they had to actually do long division.
And actually
so
do math.
So getting rid of long division is so cool.
So yeah, but again, that if you think about that group that came together, I mean, that's a slice of history.
Good.
What a slice of history that is.
Right? It's kind of interesting to see where they all ended up.
But like you said, Nolan always had his hands in everything.
One of them's dead.
I mean, he really did.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, a lot of them are dead.
Me too.
Wow.
Well, he's
ouch.
Before the show.
Yeah, we weren't going to bring it up on the show. Oh, but they're dead now.
That's 76, a long time ago.
Okay. The Waz is going strong, okay?
Bushnell's still alive, isn't he?
Two out of, like, four.
At least
Bushnell's
said they're born here.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead?
Yeah, I think Nolan's dead.
Oops.
Your case is crumbling.
John is only dead because God took him. Let's be honest.
Took him back.
I'm pretty sure Nolan's dead too. I could be wrong on that one.
Bush didn't he just in the Atari?
Yeah, I was like
Atari.
I love the way we're discussing whether somebody's dead or not.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure on that.
He's definitely still alive.
You know how I know that?
Because in the past year, he liked one of our tweets or something.
he's like following Rob, I think, or Robert Guys Games and Beer. One of the two.
Both of them, I think.
I think he's following both of us now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am so sorry. God, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rush you along.
I'm not fucking dead.
I'm not. He's
gonna
rush you
I'm
along.
Not dead yet.
Maybe. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Fun fact for our non-gamer friends, too.
Well, if you hold the broadcast to...
Chuck E. Cheese would have been a thing if it wasn't for Nolan Bushnell, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And you know what?
After Atari, that's what he did. It was Chuck E. Cheese.
He never had a childhood memory.
That's right.
He never touched a Mary Gina.
They have an excellent
course. Thank you.
Okay, anyway, another interesting thing. The initial design Wozniak and Jobs came up with for the game was thrown out by Atari as unusable because it was too complex to work with Atari's manufacturing process.
That was an important lesson that he learned that day.
Yeah, yeah, but in their defense, Atari said, use as few chips as possible. So they were being paid extra to use less chips, so they came up with a dense board that was complicated so they could not use so many chips.
Right.
And that's what happened. But they do say that that initial version and this version played exactly the same. So Atari did use that as the basis for Pong. It's just that they revised it so it was easier to make for them. So, and who confirmed that? I think Wozniak confirmed that. He said, yeah, it plays exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. And you know, because he's a big old nerd. In a good way.
Big old nerd.
Big old nerd. All right, and the final factoid, of course, is Breakout does not have a microprocessor in it. There's no CPU. It's just a bunch of little TTL chips.
It's all logic.
It's all TTL.
Yep.
So bunch of them.
And TTL, for those who aren't old enough to remember, is transistor logic.
There's a hyphen in there, too, between transistor and
transistor. It's really transistor, too, but...
Yeah, it's TTL.
Yeah, but there's a hyphen.
Don't forget the hyphen. No, it's,
you can't forget the hyphen, man.
But it's transistor 2 transistor. It's in there.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it isn't.
It's transistor transistor logic.
It would be TTL.
Yeah, no, it's just
TTL. I guess there could be.
But you can't forget the hyphen.
All right, whatever. Are we really?
Yeah, we're
trying guys, games, and beer, folks. Guys, games, and beer. This is
all right.
I had to answer a question at school, so yeah, it's fresh in the mind that there's a hyphen.
There is a hyphen in there, yeah.
They say hymen.
There's a hymen, and I'm a
there was. I would say there was a hymen until Ben got a hold of it.
Hey,
Gina.
I'm a wreck.
All right, so.
Oh, God. Well, now, that said, let's talk about our favorite.
It's enough locker room talk, man.
Our favorite next gen, final gen, whatever.
Breakout
game. Breakout game. Let's start it.
I'll go ahead.
All
you
right,
start it. And again, this kind of borders the line, but I definitely think it counts as a breakout. Peggle.
Pango?
Peggle.
Peggle.
Peggle!
You know, it's funny.
Oh, wait.
That is an interesting story.
It does kind of a it's not quite breakout, but it's kind of like a pachinko style, like, but you know, you bounce a ball around and break bricks.
Breakout was loosely based on a game that was more like Peggle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was kind of a pachinko type of game that they had run into.
So yeah, long story short, and again, it's not like a game. I mean, it was very popular when it came out too. It was like one of those people weren't usually gamers really love Peggle. I think Peggle is great, but basically it's a combination of pachinko elements. You've got pegs that actually hits and the ball hits on the way down, but you're actually trying to break bricks in patterns. But it goes downward and it kind of bounces around kind of like in a pachinko machine would. And it's really cool. You get combos and multi-balls, and so there's a lot of elements that, you know, Breakout has.
So basically shoot the ball up and over and then kind of drops down?
It's kind of like a can thing downward. It depends on, there's Peggle and Peggle 2.
Yeah, I see. It's got
Peggle Knights.
Yeah, Peggle Knights, yeah. Peggle Knights, yeah, it's on Steam, and you can, like, play with, like, various, like, Team Fortress characters and stuff like that. Yeah, it's weird.
There are lots of Peggle-style games, though, with that shooting thing at the bottom or at the top.
Yeah, like, blah, blah, blah. It's really good, and, like, there's a lot of levels and a lot of variety of power-ups and fun things that kind of keep you interested. And again, it was wildly popular when it came out. I mean, like, really, really popular. So, but, again, I think you gotta forget about it. It's like, oh, man, and then it's just like, oh, I gotta play Peggle. It's just like a stupid, simple game again. Bust out for, you know, 5-10 minutes and enjoy and then be done with, or if you want to play longer, you can. Like, but you can pick it up for 5 minutes, which I think is really nice, so...
Who's next?
I'll go.
Fine.
Well, evidently you'll go.
I gotta have to fight.
No, he said it first.
I forgot to check the peanut gallery.
All right. Oh, poor peanut gallery.
Sorry, peanut gallery.
Sorry, peanut gallery.
What about the penis gallery?
I wasn't checking it either.
Gallery. China. Yeah, go up to the comments. Vinci right, Gamer gets the comment of the week.
Of course he does.
I'm afraid to say it, though, because that person will kill me.
Is it not about... Is it about...
No, I saw it already.
I am sorry. No, 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 no. Oh, shit.
It said, No says, OMG, no sudden movements, there's a ginger in the room.
They can what? Smell what?
Oh, Justin! Hey, he's the daywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
Daywalker. All right, so, you were about to say what you were...
I'm going to take you all on a journey.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy. On a journey all the way back.
Oh, my God.
To the mid-2000s.
What about now?
Back when cellular phones did not have touch screens.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Lies. And most often flipped.
Are you talking about a Razer game, maybe?
We're talking about a Java game.
I'm gonna go get beer because it's gonna take fucking ever.
It's simply called Brick Breaker. And that's it.
That
was something we all had that in steak.
Yes.
Brick Breaker and steak, man.
Only the demos.
Only the demos.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I wasn't going to pay for that game.
It was like a timed demo. You're like, your minute and 30 is up.
So I would just exit it
and
reopen it. Because I don't need to pay for it. It doesn't stop me from playing it.
A minute 30 is all I'm interested in.
I didn't have a Razer until everyone else had smartphones, so.
I never had a Razer, honestly. I always had shitty phones with terrible reception.
I'd like
that was a Razer.
I was gonna say a Razer.
I was like, that was all phones back then.
A Razer, I think.
Got a phone with
a
hinge in it.
Samsung
didn't start on fire, so it exploded.
Yeah, that's you know, something. Right. That's right.
So the battery exploded.
That's a big plus right there. If it didn't start on fire,
it's a good device. So yeah, I just played that, and that's really the only like type of this game that I've ever really. I didn't even go out of my way to play it because, like...
It was just there.
I was loaded on your phone.
Exactly. Right, it was on
you
my phone.
You ran out of minutes
and I was bored.
Messages.
And I was bored of Snake, so I switched to Brick Breaker for a little while. Who isn't bored of Snake? China!
China! All right, let's go next.
I have two.
All right. You got two?
There are two games. There's two versions?
Yeah. one is kind of like two. Matt... The reason I like this isn't so much the game, but the device it came on had this nifty little trackball on it. Yes, Brick Breaker on the BlackBerry specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I had that so damn satisfying.
On my T-Mobile Dash.
Dude, it was so good just having the ball to play that. It was awesome.
Guess how many times
like
I broke
you
the screen
were
on that
the
phone?
Panel.
A lot.
Three.
Yeah.
I replaced the screen three times because it was just notorious for breaking. Luckily, the screen was only like $10 on eBay. I just kept buying new screens for T-Mobile Dash. But it was three. It had a trackball. Yeah, the Brick Breaker. It was pretty nice. You got the actual good control.
So Travis was playing Brick Breaker really in real life.
On a Windows phone, which was super lame. Like.
Yeah, it was. Yes. Start
but that was
everything.
That was like the other you had the Symbian OS. That was the next, but like that was the other competitive operating system. So I think at that time. You know.
Yeah.
Now, since Travis brought up Peggle, there's one that I remember from way back in the day, similar type game where you shoot things. Snood. Oh. No one.
No.
No.
Wait.
I think I got it.
I did that to myself the other day. Actually.
It is one of Steve Wozniak's favorite games.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And that
no, you know what?
Factoid 2?
I have heard of it, but I have not played it.
It's literally the same thing. You have little, like, each little color thing has a little face on it, and you shoot them at each other, and they explode.
Yeah, like, Bubble Bobble.
The first one came out, like... Let me pull that back up, because, you know...
Totally forgot to publish
that.
That's
just cheating.
96. So.
Oh.
And, yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really simple, but I just remember playing as a kid, and it was very... I enjoyed it.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to ride on the coattails of Tyler and just agree with the BlackBerry. Yeah, I had a BlackBerry Curve, and the break on that one was super awesome.
Yeah, that was the...
And it was... Yeah. It had the power-ups and everything, so it was a little bit more of an advanced...
Okay, what is... All right. Let's real quick, just a quick side note here. Everybody's favorite power-ups? Lasers.
Grab.
Yeah, it's gotta be lasers. It's no choice. I don't know. Fish it up.
I didn't have a phone until
I had 90
lasers.
Seconds.
Oh my god! To be able, actually, the dual lasers going up as the ball's bouncing, you can take out so many bricks!
one of the recent ones that I saw was like where you get the power up and it just goes through all the bricks.
Ah, yes.
I don't know what it's called, but like yeah, pretty much just like eliminates every brick and comes down and.
Oh, what's it called? Yeah, Rumble's got that one too.
It's a Rumble.
I don't know what the power up's called, but it's just like to watch every brick.
Lily pronounced it Crumble!
Bigger paddle.
Wow. So, yeah.
Bigger paddle. Yeah, nice safe bet.
Slow.
Slow.
Bigger paddle with laser actually ends up being worse because you can't get that middle section.
Right.
Well, I don't usually go for lasers. Bigger paddle.
I usually go for all power ups. I don't think I've ever been like, not going to get that power up. I will go, I'm not going to, I'm totally going to lose that life if I go for that power up, but I think I've gone for every single one.
As long as you're like, yeah, I can get it, or I think I can get it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, who's next?
I'll go next. So,
No, because you'll take mine.
No, I'm not going to take yours tonight. I'm going to go a little old school. So,
that's where Rob was going to go.
Oddly enough, that's where
I'm going to take yours.
I got 50-50 chance. Oh, no, you're not.
I'm not
going
to take yours.
Oh, yeah, you're not. I know yours.
Yeah, I told you what mine was.
It's right there.
I am going to go with Super Glove Ball. Okay, so this was a kind of a unique breakout game. It's the first one to do something different with the controller because it used the Power Glove. And whereas the Power Glove didn't play a lot of games well, this game it actually played extremely well. Your controller.
Power, power go up before I come over. If you don't know
that.
I'm gonna take that.
Oh, like you've never
me.
Done that before with it on. Come on.
Okay, maybe I
can
play
see
this.
The like
jerking
dance.
Off into the future.
That is now what we're titling this show. It's jerking, like
jerking
off into the future.
Breakout. Jerking off.
So. It really is a really straightforward breakout game, except you're looking at it from a first-person view down the hallway. You see your hand on the screen. It moves as you move the glove. You can catch the ball and shoot it to different points. You can bounce it off the wall. The physics were fairly good. The gameplay was good. And of all the actual Power Glove games, it actually probably has the best actual control. I don't know if it's because this was the game that kind of they sold with it, but it was very well written from a controller standpoint. It actually worked with this game.
Wouldn't it be first hand view because it's the Power Glove's point of view?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, you just got tripped up. I got tripped
your
up.
Hand
I
got like tripped if you're holding the gun. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. You're doing it wrong. It's.
You got it right. But again, really good game. Actually, a decent game. The levels got increasingly harder, so they did a good job with that.
Just like me.
Ew.
I was about to type it.
But Ben had to say it, so it's okay. Again, solid Arkanoid clone style game, breakout style game, whatever you want to call it. Breakout style game, not Arkanoid. All right?
Well, I mean...
Arkanoid is a breakout.
Both is fair.
Yeah, but Arkanoid is a later generation of breakout.
Yeah.
It is a breakout game. It just started using patterns and all sorts of other fun things.
We're terribly tired.
And power here.
We're already to the splitting hair segment?
Yes, we are.
It's gone roguelite.
You're wrong! So it's gone roguelite.
It's because of Arkanoid, I really didn't play very, very many other versions of this game because Arkanoid was just really, really good.
Yeah, but did you not play Breakout before you got to Arkanoid?
Probably mostly played Arkanoid.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably mostly.
Whoa!
But as a sort of element of
he's jealous you're not in this seat.
An element of something, and this might be a stretch. But one of my favorite levels. Two. In the Tron game, is the MG the master control computer, and you're shooting through the bricks.
Yeah, with your arm up there with that spinner on the top.
Yeah, and they do bounce. It does bounce into them, so there's no bounce back though.
No,
it's gone.
No, but that's really interesting because you're right. They basically put put Breakout in the Tron game.
Yeah, that was my favorite level. It would always be the one I do first.
Go for the spiders though, right? Isn't that the spider level?
Well, the spider level is its own one.
There's the light speed level, the spider level, the MZP level.
You just have so much time before you can get smushed by it, right?
Yeah. You gotta shoot it before you get smushed.
And
you are literally trying to break out.
Yeah.
And
because it's coming down on you, and you're trying to fire up and get rid of it. Yeah.
And you got to get rid of the bricks. So I feel like it kind of fits, you know.
Yeah. No. It does. That's. Actually, that's a really good point, and it was interesting that they combined it into that game. All right? Let's go next. Ready, guys. Don't rush.
Original iPod Classic had Breakout with the click wheel.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And I think the way you got to play Breakout, it has to be with a spinner controller of some kind, and the click wheel is probably the closest thing you're
going to get. It's kind of nice on the, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Especially when it was the physical one.
So wait, on the iPod Shuffle?
iPod Classic. When they used to have a little
wheel that spun.
Yeah. It ran on the Mini too, and it was so hard.
But that is that when they got rid of the
No, they still had the little, you could still like thumb turn it. It was such a bitch. Yeah, it was really hard, but it was fun. That's a good game. I forgot about that.
Wow.
Like,
it was fun.
It was.
Seems like you have one of the
physical controller.
Yeah, I mean, like Breakout's kind of cool. Like when, if you're like go to the joystick, but like it's a lot easier to gauge when you have some sort of spin wheel or anything like that. Because you can easily flick across the board, and like you're not just like waiting. Like, oh man, I couldn't have got over there if I wanted.
You get the subtle movements to change the angle as well.
Yeah. I liked using a trackball for.
That's what I really liked about the BlackBerry, because it had a trackball. And I wonder if a lot of systems didn't really get a lot of Arkanoid games because of the having regular controllers, and nobody wanted to buy extra stuff.
But the 2600 with its original joystick had a Breakout on it.
Yeah.
But you played with the paddles. But you're right, you played it with the paddles.
You couldn't play with the joystick until the remakes came out.
That's right, because the original only played with the paddles. Okay, now wait, I'm going to jump back in though. Let's go to Warlords.
Yeah,
for a Breakout game.
Atari really couldn't get the hell off of that, could they?
It was a good game. So that's a four-player game where you've got four castles in each corner of the screen, and you played it with paddles. Up to four players. Mm-hmm. It was originally an arcade game. It's called Warlords.
I love the arcade game because it had like.
Warlords is amazing.
Instead of graphics,
yes.
Instead of graphics, it had like 3D models at the bottom of it.
So, but it was a really good game at the arcade, and the home port played exceptionally well. It was a very popular game on the home port. Again, it's a Breakout game.
But it had a paddle.
We forgot about
that. And that was a cool
thing.
We
gotta do it at MGC.
Yeah, we will. We'll bring a copy to MGC because if you haven't played it, you need to play it.
You got one of those in that lot. I know that for sure.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah. I know I did. Yeah. So,
but funnily enough, actually, it's funny to see people kind of taking care of. There's a newer game called Wizard. I don't know if anybody's ever played that. Yeah, I mean, that one was pretty successful. It's an RPG. Game. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of a cross. Oh, it was like taking the Pinball Quest for the NES, but applying it to Breakout instead. So I was like, I don't know if you guys ever played Pinball Quest or Wizard, but they're both really cool. They've got. Pinball Quest is pinball with RPG elements. You kind of like work your way up the screen, and you can bounce the ball around and get experience, and you like kill monsters and stuff to progress. And it's got like a multi-layer board. But Wizard does kind of like a similar thing, but you got like have a class and stuff like that. You get powers and stuff, just kind of like Puzzle Quest does for puzzle games. It's pretty dope.
If you haven't tried,
and Wizard's like dirt cheap too. So if like it's newish and it's a lot of fun, if you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend you play it.
I've apparently done two videos on
Matt. Put your pants back on
Wizard because it's on Steam, so
yeah.
Yeah,
it was originally on the Xbox 360, and then ended up on Steam. It's on Mac.
I did it as a Mac video too. At one point, a little bit of everything.
All right, who wants to go next?
Pretty sure.
I think we killed.
I got nothing.
It.
All right, I'll go.
I think we've already
threw bricks at a wall.
You got something?
No, I didn't know that there was even more than one type of brick breaker.
Hey, where's that horse?
We are enlightening you
on your phone. So I have nothing to add.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying off to you. I mean, it seems like, you know, it was done really well, like, first go around. So it's like, okay, where do you go from here?
Well, let's talk about, again, the game that Rob was talking about earlier today, the one that we tried out.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with it graphically. You can add all sorts of different power-ups. You can change the basics of the game. So there's parts
of can feel fresh,
that has pinball elements to the game we played.
Right.
And there's also, you know,
It does have bumpers.
It has bumpers.
We played it on the BlackBerry. It's appreciated on every platform. It's just not big.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool that it was like, oh yeah, you threw this game.
You have. It's yeah. a good time waster, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good
time. I played it a lot on that BlackBerry I had.
It was so good.
What? I wish I was playing it right now.
I have another one that...
I'm going to buy BlackBerry online.
Yep. I got another one that would be like phone-based and computer-based. Ricochet. I don't know if
you've
seen that one. Another one with very similar Arkanoid, but there's a lot of levels where things move, the bricks move, and there's a lot of different variations of power-ups in that.
But I know, I don't know if this was a later version of Arkanoid or something. I do remember, rather than just being the bricks at top, there's been, you know, very, you know, like, almost like a puzzle where they're different shapes, so then you got to kind of attack from the top or you can't get them. Or some bricks are, you know, unbreakable. Mm-hmm. So you got to kind of get around them by ricocheting them around so that you can...
Unbreakable? Inbreakable?
Yeah.
Well, I think Ricochet has that because like, some of them are like a bomb to take out a section that you can't...
Or some of them are like, you know, steel so that, you know...
Yep.
Nice.
And then you get the missiles or like something else to like... You could destroy those ones.
Now, I don't remember it. In Arkanoid, did they have guys shoot down at you or just the things that kind of would point your... ball if they hit it. I forgot.
I think Arkanoid is mostly if you just lose your ball.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because I saw in Ricochet, like a guy comes across the street and he's shooting down at you.
Well, but you could also catch the power-ups that destroyed your paddle, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, if you weren't in the right place at whatever that... I forget what it was. What they called the things that drop down.
Drop downs?
Yeah, but in there, Jimmy, they had a specific... thing for it, so I can't remember what it was. All right,
I'm gonna go with mine. I got two. The first one's gonna be DX Ball, which was, you know, the Amiga's finest moment, really.
What a mess.
Yeah, I know. There's millions of Amiga. The DX Ball was great.
DX Ball was one.
Actually, was it called Amiga Ball then? And then it was changed to DX Ball when it was converted over to Windows.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it might have.
I do not remember if it was Amiga Ball first, actually.
Was it the Amiga Ball?
We got asked about the Amiga video again. Yeah, that's...
Yes, we will be doing an Amiga video again.
Is this 500 or 1200 days?
You're some needy girlfriends.
This is 500 days.
Mm. 500 days, yeah.
So pre-AGA?
Yeah. There probably is an AGA Ball. I would bet dollars to donuts that they made. What does that mean, anyway?
Dollars to donuts?
Yeah.
I love the bakery, so I convert my dollars into donuts, and I'm a happier person.
I like that.
How do you think they get the whole?
Anyway, DX Ball was one of the earlier upgraded versions of Breakout. It's a little bit more of a pure Breakout game, but it's still just a beautiful game. Donuts. Even now, it looks great. In fact, I believe you can probably play it in your browser now. I think they've got browser versions.
Oh, it was known as Mega Ball originally.
Yeah, and then it was converted to DX Ball.
To DX Ball, when they switched right, later on.
Windows platform, right. It had a few different names.
Well, that seems like a downgrade, because DX is what usually Deluxe, so Deluxe Ball is a downgrade from Mega.
Mega Ball.
Depends
lottery?
How you look at it.
I suppose.
Like a Mega Ball could just be a really big ball, but like Deluxe Ball could have like little fringe on it.
I feel like a Deluxe Ball is an add-on to the Mega Ball. You know?
So like
you can get the Mega Ball, you can get the Deluxe version.
Like you get a really big standard or like a smaller like luxury style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get some bling on that Deluxe Ball. All right.
What was number two?
Number two was my first video game ever. It's a mini vid break free.
Is this the original first game ever, or is this
this is not the original.
Okay.
That one died a horrible death. And sure as hell I'm gonna have the box. This I had to get from South America. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to find them because they all broke. I soldered it back together, but they had bad solder joints. They did a terrible job soldering, poop soldering at its worst, but it is a, it uses a very unusual screen. It uses a what is it called?
VFD. Vacuum fluorescent display.
Yeah, exactly. It uses a very unusual kind of display, but this is before...
Backlighting.
Yeah, this is before backlight. This is before a Game Boy existed. So this is backlit before a Game Boy existed.
Right, because it actually fluoresced. You could see these in the dark, and they play beautifully. Great displays, actually.
That's like a 16x8 display. It's not very big, but yeah. In fact,
so this
it's a
started your love affair with handhelds.
And probably Brenda. It probably explains a lot. If you were to be a psychologist,
his own penis started his love affair with handhelds. But
yes. I think that's fair.
as it did with all of us.
Yeah. It's not unusual. But you can actually play it versus, which is unusual. So both of you would have a line of bricks to knock out, which is pretty cool. Ooh. And then the other thing is you can play straight up Pong if you wanted to as well. So
that's
really
green, though.
Really quite
tiny.
It is unbelievable. But it is amazingly bright. Can I see? I could not get away with playing that in my room after dark.
It just seems like the biggest rib. Like, we'll make the thing, but we'll give him the smallest fucking screen ever. Like,
that picture is such a freaking lie about the brightness, though. It is inhumanely bright.
Really?
It is inhumanely
VFD,
bright.
VFD. That was really... So it's a fluorescent tube. It shines really bright.
Wow. My face
so is
still slightly...
Not quite that bad.
You're like staring at that neon sign.
Yes, it is actually. Very
if you turn it on a few times, it'll give you a flat screen of white that will blind you like the sun. It's a lot like the Death Star.
So it actually became a flashlight?
It has the ring around it?
Yeah. Amazing, but yeah, cool little device, and still my favorite because it was one of my first. It stands up well.
And you
unfortunately,
can play it at nighttime during road trips,
and you can play it at nighttime while you're fapping.
Yeah,
sure.
Which is kind of nice.
Oh, but that being said, VFD also ate the shit out of batteries.
Yeah, it sure did. Had a 9-volt in it that just be smoking at the end of the session.
Oh, just 9-volt.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's like the first Galaxy 7.
Sure.
Smoking battery.
It was a Galaxy 7 of its time.
Sure.
Had about the same fail ratio. I think its fail ratio is like 80-90%. If you don't know how to solder. If you know how to solder, you can put her right back together again. No worries. All right, so
we have
think...
the technology.
I think we can call it.
I think we broke this one out.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm going to demand a smoke break.
Exactly it. Yeah, I think we're good on this.
I think we hit it.
But let's remind people about what we talked about at the very beginning, Crumble.
Yep, we're going to
talk
about
where they can find it.
We're going to put a link down below, but of course they are at www.crumble.com. Where the heck is it?
And they're also on Steam. If you type in Crumble, and it's Carombe.
It took so long.
Are you gonna get him on at some point?
What's that?
Gonna get him on at some point?
Or? Don't know. We might have him on the show to talk about it because again, the artwork is absolutely gorgeous in the game. And again, like I said, I like it's got more than just the breakout. It's got some pinball aspects to it. It's got a versus play type thing going on. It's got a whole bunch of different things going on that we're nice to talk about.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, we're crazy, but maybe not for that reason. But if you look at the user reviews, they are overall positive.
I haven't read the
positive,
reviews yet.
So they are overall positive and getting better.
Okay, yeah. I hadn't read any
recent
of the
ones,
yet.
Especially are
China. So, but it's early access. What's the game going for? It's $13, kids. Go out and pick it up. It's well worth it for early access on this one.
Yeah.
It plays well for that.
You can spend your pocket. It is very beautiful. It is a hypnotic experience. You probably like it because it's a bit. It's hypnotic, like Rez's.
Nice.
Yeah, it does. It's got a lot of glow effects in it and things like that, too. So, yeah.
And a demon jumping around.
Yeah, that, too. Which is cool, too.
But so, it looks good on drugs?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah, so you're using Confederate currency.
I was doing drugs all day at work and playing this game. It was amazing.
That's a real problem.
Guys, Games, and Beer does not support the use of drugs unless you have a prescription, then abuse them.
Right.
Okay. Well, all right. I want to thank you guys very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We are on YouTube at www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer. You can check us out on the internet at www.guysgamesandbeer.net, where we announce all sorts of stupid stuff. But if you really want to get yourself some stuff...
Plug.
Not wrong.
If you really want to get yourself some stuff, you can check us out at Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where this week we are asking, who would you rather fuck?
You did not. No, you were not. That's not what you
All right, asked. Who would you rather have fuck you?
Tom.
Tom? No. No. It's Tom.
What?
Yeah, it's Purple Tentacle.
Tom,
It's purple tentacle or Mecha Hitler.
Mecha Hitler. That's Tom. Mecha Hitler.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
I thought about it a while.
I haven't put on my ants yet because I'm still
Wolfenstein 3D.
Yes, Mecha exactly. Mecha Hitler. Mecha Hitler. Yes, thank you. I'm still weighing my options on this one.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of edges involved there.
It's really
pleasure. That's what he likes, Larry.
You said I didn't like my edges.
Later, Benjamin. Also, by the way, if you're the results of last week's posting, which was, what the heck was it? It was Demon Phoenix Attack versus Phoenix. Yeah, it was a shutout for Demon Attack. They beat the shit out of Phoenix. Like,
I forget the date.
You can still vote on it.
That Phoenix will not be rising again.
But that Phoenix is not going to be rising. It got its wings nailed to the ground.
Okay, a couple things I want to remind people of. Don't forget, we are going to be at Game Hole Con. At on the 4th through the 6th of November, come out and see us, have a beer with us.
And we'll game your hole.
We will give crap away there. We have all sorts of new giveaways coming up.
I'm going to poop with so many bags.
I know for a fact, Rob has come up with a really nice giveaway for their Game Hole Con. So you might want to just stop by and say hi to us and ask about that giveaway. There'll be some other giveaways going on there too. I know we've been kind of slacking on the giveaways on Twitter. I will... Maybe you do a flood this weekend and just flood a shitload of games this weekend on Twitter.
Yeah, we probably should just for fun.
Yeah, I've been...
Hey,
I've
where
been,
are we on Twitter?
I have been slacking. We are at www.twitter.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
Let me
you probably could do it.
You're right.
I mean, you could, but you just... You don't,
just go to Twitter where Guys Games... Guys Games Beer on Twitter. Guys Games Beer. No, and. Twitter doesn't let you use the word and. Yeah, this weekend, keep an eye open. I think we're going to be giving away a bitch load of games on Twitter.
That sounds like a great idea.
I have been slacking. I know I've been slacking. Been busy lately. I will get online and give away a bunch of games.
Slacking in
jail. In fact, I think I'll start tomorrow, because tomorrow's hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
So catch us next week when we have an in-depth discussion about our underpants. Thanks for watching.
Let up!
Totally can't get to the remote. Just can't get to it.
Just can't record it.
Working on it.
Almost there.
Almost there.